Hello, this is John with Jesus' message for Thursday, November 24th, 2022. Today he is again reminding us of the unreality and impossibility of separation from our divine source. Separation is unreal and has not and never will occur. As you wait most expectantly and filled with excitement for the grand awakening, it is essential that you continue to visit the holy inner sanctuaries deep within yourselves every day to reset the intent to be only loving whatever arises. You are all love incarnate, but for the most part you become so busy with your daily human lives and distracted from the reality of who you truly are by the stress of those daily lives, as humans, that you remain in your illusory or dream-like state of unawareness of your authentic nature. The world of form seems very real, because this was your intention when you built it, and this is indeed very confusing for you as you live within it today. Visiting your holy inner sanctuaries and resetting your loving intent reminds you, for a moment or two, that you are love incarnate. Then you get redistracted by the demands of daily life. But those momentary periods of awareness do most effectively redirect each one of you towards your pre-incarnationally chosen life path. And beneath the daily life distractions, you do, if rather unconsciously, follow that path. Because you chose your paths with divine assistance and enormous encouragement, you cannot fail to follow them precisely as intended. Therefore, whenever any sense of unworthiness, incompetence, or not being good enough arises, dismiss it because it is completely invalid. You are, each and every one of you, totally competent to follow the paths you planned for yourselves before incarnating to be on earth as humans in this time of your awakening. Trust yourselves. God does, and He knows that you will succeed. You cannot be unaware of the immense amount of suffering that is presently being experienced by so many on planet Earth right now. And setting the intent to send love to those in pain or suffering is very effective and potent. Your task, as well as to follow your own individual and perfectly planned life paths, is to assist others by allowing love to flow through you to all of humanity without any exceptions whatsoever. Let go of any felt need to judge anyone else. You do not and cannot know or understand the path that another is following. After all, you frequently have great difficulty making sense of your own paths. Everyone, absolutely everyone, is following their own individual paths perfectly, and what is occurring all across the planet right now is an enormous movement towards an awareness of the infinite power of love. And an awareness that it is the only power available, and of course, therefore, you need nothing else. As more and more of humanity opens to this truth and invites love into their hearts, and then allows and intends for it to flow through them to all of humankind, the awakening process intensifies, because love is filling more and more hearts and flowing most vigorously through them to amalgamate and integrate with the tsunami of love that has been bathing and embracing the world for quite a number of decades in preparation for this moment of now. You are on earth now, in form, as humans, to awaken. You chose to be here to participate in this miraculous event, and you are all highly honored for doing so, because, immersed in the illusion as you are intensely experiencing the sense of separation from your source that it is intended to provide. Separation is unreal and has not and never will occur, but while you are in form, you do experience it incredibly realistically, and often that can cause you a lot of pain and suffering. When you awaken, that will all be gone, as will all painful and disturbing or unsettling memories, because, in reality, in the eternal presence of Mother, Father, God, there is only love, and all that is in complete alignment with it, joy, peace, bliss, happiness, and an infinite variety of etc.'s. As you wait with enthusiastic anticipation for the moment of awakening, know that all is proceeding perfectly, just as divinely willed, and rest assured that the instant in which it blooms has been most magnificently prepared to astound you all in your remembering and consequent re-experiencing of the beauty and brilliance that reality is. The extreme joy of being at one with and eternally in the presence of your infinite loving source. That state cannot be imagined, it can only be experienced, and what a magnificent experience that is going to be for you all. So go within daily to your holy inner sanctuaries and invite love into your hearts. Then reset the intent that it flows through you to bless and embrace all those you know and love, and also, of course, all being one, all sentient life forms, and thus bring all to their most glorious moment of awakening. Your loving brother, Jesus.